Now, the IDA, as you heard in our news this morning, is welcoming the announcement by Astellas to take over the lease of its existing advanced technology building in Tralee. It announced yesterday to take over the lease of the IDA facility at the Kerry Technology Park, which was built in 2017. It was formerly leased to Central Pharma, a UK-based company which promised to create 100 jobs for Tralee, but didn't provide any, really. Radio Kerry can confirm now the lease has been transferred to Astellas. And the situation with regards to it seems to be on a more sound footing now, and this of course adds to the decision by the company to invest and recently got granted planning permission for a new €330 million state-of-the-art facility at the Kerry Technology Park. With me in our Tralee studio to talk about this is Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy. Councillor Sheehy, good morning to you. You'd obviously be welcoming this on two fronts. First of all, it's a further commitment from Astellas, and also it removes the uncertainty about the usage of the manufacturing facility.
Good morning, Gerry. Yeah, look, this is really welcome news for both Tralee and Kerry. Like you said, it's bringing an end to the uncertainty in around the advanced manufacturing facility at the MTU in Tralee. And furthermore, it's endorsing Tralee and it's showing Astellas' commitment to Tralee and the county in terms of developing their €330 million facility at the MTU in Tralee. I suppose we kind of have to remember that facility that they're going to develop, it's mind-blowing figures, to be honest, for our county and for the town. It's on a 45-acre site. There's going to be a footprint of about 17,000 square metres on the site. The impact is going to have, obviously, through construction stage, which they're hoping to break ground later on this year, in terms of construction jobs, right through to 2028. You're going to have the impact then locally on the economy. Obviously, the multiplier effect, you're going to have the likes of filling stations, hotels, delis, restaurants, all being impacted in a really positive way. So look, it's a really good news story for Tralee. Like I said, look, it's furthermore just an endorsement of Tralee and Kerry. Number one, I suppose, recognition has to be given to the MTU, first and foremost. We're now a university town, we're a university county. It's an expanding facility that we have in the North Campus. We have to remember as well, obviously, there's been a €20 million government investment into the STEM building up there, which again is a huge endorsement as an educational facility, and that's been recognised by the likes of Astellas, who are a global leader in pharma, who are top of their game, who already employ over 400 people at their facility in Killorglin, which is a huge endorsement for the county in itself. But like I said, it's just come back to showing confidence in Tralee and Kerry. Obviously, I'd like to acknowledge the fact that the IDA obviously are the key stakeholder here in that building and that facility in the MTU, and obviously it's great news for them also that, you know, their building, their facility is being confirmed in terms of a leasehold over the next number of years. But I'd like to see further ambition. There's plenty of room alongside that site up there. So, I mean, I think there is the possibility of developing facilities of maybe a similar spec and a standard alongside the MTU.
Okay, you think that the IDA should get involved in that, perhaps, maybe to attract more companies in?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Gerry, the attraction for Tralee and Kerry, I'm going to come back to, is the MTU, and it's the space that we've built in Tralee and Kerry. Obviously, look, tourism is our number one industry. 2 in 5 jobs are directly related to tourism. It's worth about €420 million euros a year to the economy in Kerry. But we're also now a university county and a university town, and I think the endorsement and the commitment from these global industries, obviously you go to Killarney, you've had Lieber who've been long-term stakeholders in Killarney and Fianit. You look at Astellas now, who are looking at Tralee and furthermore expanding in Killorglin. This is all really positive, but it's built on, I suppose, an environment of success, an environment of education, and an environment of enterprise as well that we have in Kerry, which I think is, you know, it's a commitment from these big global leaders that we're looking for, and it's finally coming, and it's down to a long process and a lot of work in the background.
Yeah, okay, so that may be where things go from here for that, but you'd like to see maybe the idea getting more involved, and the hope would be that more companies would be attracted in by the fact that Astellas have given this commitment as well. So hopefully a double benefit.
There's going to be huge opportunities here. Like I said, Astellas is a global leader in this front, right, in the pharma industry. And obviously, more often than not, you would have spin-off facilities from a large facility like that €330 million investment in the MTU. So I'd like to see, look, a bit of ambition from both the IDA and also from stakeholders like Kerry County Council. And obviously,
with that in mind, are we going to be able to house all the staff for these facilities? That's the question we get most commonly asked by people who are saying, great, great news, but will we be ready? Will we have the infrastructure in around Tralee? And that's where the government, but also Kerry County Council, come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's no point in saying otherwise. I think housing is the keynote issue that's coming up. We have local elections coming up in June. I think housing is going to be the biggest issue on the doorsteps, and it's probably the biggest one I'm dealing with at the moment. And yes, you're 100% right, and it's an issue I've brought forward at our local MD meetings in Tralee. There needs to be a joined up thinking approach, both from Kerry County Council and from other authorities and other stakeholders, in terms of how we develop housing in Tralee. Obviously, look, we've been hugely successful as a local authority in Tralee in developing social and affordable houses, not so much in the affordable space, but certainly in the social space. We've had developments in Connolly Park, we've had phase one development in Lower Cannon, moving towards phase two hopefully in the next 12 to 18 months. There is a gap in the private side of the market, there's no point in saying otherwise. Now we do have a development of 249 houses, private housing units, that are being developed off the Bracken-Regan Road, but there needs to be further ambition. We're looking down the road now, we have our local area plan, which is coming to fruition hopefully towards the end of this year, and that's what certainly what I'll be looking for, is ambition in the housing space from both the Tralee Municipal District and Kerry County Council in general.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. That's Councillor Mikey Sheehy of Fianna Fáil talking about Astellas' decision to take over the lease of the MTIDA facility in Tralee and Kerry Technology Park as part of their wider plans, of course, as outlined, the €330 million investment in Tralee. If you have a view on that and on the need to expand, the need to be able to meet the size of this investment in the area with infrastructure, then get in touch with us on the programme.